Central Time gets the first public announcement of a challenge that the Wisconsin Green Building Alliance is putting to Wisconsinites across the state.
It's called the 30 by 30 Nature Challenge, and it asks participants to commit to clocking a lot of time in the great outdoors this June.
The Wisconsin Green Building Alliance, or WGBA, is a nonprofit in the state that focuses on promoting sustainable development.
Here with us now to talk about the challenge are Corinne Hafel, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Green Building Alliance, and Melissa Vernon, Director of Sustainable Strategy at Interface and Board Member of WGBA. Welcome to Central Time, both of you.
Thank you for having us.
And let's start with you, Corinne. Throw down the gauntlet for us. What are the details of the 30 by 30 Nature Challenge?
Well, it's quite simple. We're just asking people to consciously connect to nature. The basic gist of this is that Americans tend to spend up to 95% of their time indoors, and we have a huge disconnect to nature right now. And our built environment has a very large impact on nature, and it's hard to protect something if you don't understand the impact or the importance of that important commodity.
So the specifics of it, if someone wants to be involved, what are you asking people to do in June?
We are just asking them to make a simple commitment to be outside every day. So the idea is for 30 days, we'd like you to connect and consciously connect to nature for 30 minutes. That's it. It's really simple. There's no fee or anything associated, thanks to fantastic sponsors that we already have on board, which include American Family and Evolution Marketing. We're able to bring this to the state of Wisconsin at no charge. All you have to do is commit and want to do this and to learn and benefit from, you know, being in nature.
And Melissa, what are you hoping that people get out of this? If they do this, they spend 30 minutes outside every day in June.
There's a lot of data showing that people can reduce their stress levels, sleep better, great opportunities for people. I also participated in it with my company, and we found great employee engagement. People are just they're happier to be at work.
You can actually see an increase in productivity by connecting with nature. So by simply spending 1 hour outside in nature, right, consciously connecting, we're not looking at our phones, we're actually being outside, you can reduce stress levels by 20%.
Wow.
It just takes 2 minutes to relieve muscle tensions in nature.
So define nature. If I just step out to our cement patio, is that nature?
It can be. It can be really simple. So my first experience with a 30 by 30 challenge, and I should mention that the David Suzuki Foundation in Canada initiated this originally back in 2012. And I stumbled across it last year, and I participated in it along with forcing some of my students at MATC, Milwaukee Area Technical College, to do this as well. And it was really interesting because it can range from anything. Like, you can go out and do things like, I really enjoyed going to River Edge Nature Center in Newburgh and participating in their silent sports. But I also had a day where I just really didn't feel like participating, but I forced myself to, and I went in my backyard and I laid on a blanket and I stared at the grass. And within 5 minutes, I was mesmerized by the activity that was occurring in the blades of grass. And before I knew it, the half hour was up, and I felt refreshed, and I stared at grass.
You stared at grass. I guess that says it all. What did your students make of the challenge?
You know, it was really interesting. It was an extra credit assignment, and I made them journal for 15 days about what they did so I could prove that they were actually participating.
Mm-hmm.
And there were several of them in the beginning that were very angry with me. So they would say things like, well, I was working in my garden today and I'm really angry because why can't I have my radio? I don't understand why I can't have my radio. And by the end of the 15 days, it was the exact opposite. Even myself, a person who thought was connected with nature, by the end of the time that I participated in the full 30 by 30, that addiction that I had to that blinking light on my phone was gone.
Yeah, and I want to get to that, the electronics aspect of it, in a moment. But Melissa, you were going to weigh in on this too.
You can also do this at work. So I've done this where I've taken a meeting outside, literally go for a walk. It's a great way of becoming more creative and having free-flowing ideas with coworkers when you're trying to plan a meeting or a big event. I mean, it's also, I've done it when you're having personnel conflicts and you need to have that tough conversation with somebody. It's just much easier. The conversation flows better when you can get outside your office, outside your cubicle, and just take that walk.
Now, you did this in your workplace. You're talking about getting outside for a walking meeting. What about just other benefits or changes that you noticed when you did this at work? What happened?
our employees are very competitive, and so they started challenging each other on, were you really in nature or were you, you know, doing something else? So it really got this camaraderie going, and it also really challenged you to be disciplined, because on these beautiful sunny days, it's easy to spend 30 minutes outside. But when it's raining and you're busy and life is crazy, it's challenging. And so it really kind of gives you a sense of some discipline just for 30 days.
Yeah, I notice you're waiting till June for the challenge. Yeah. You didn't ask us to do this in January, but it's a perfect time before the bugs get too intense. What about those rainy days, though?
Well, rain is pretty mesmerizing. You know, it doesn't hurt you. You can go out in it, just a simple raincoat and an umbrella. You can also just sit on a back patio and, you know, you have to remember that nature's not a destination. It's all around us all of the time. We just have to open our eyes and look at it. So, you know, I spent several days in May last year participating in this, where it was rainy and nasty, watching rain. And it is really can be fascinating watching the water flow and how the trees and the birds, and, you know, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, I want to get to the electronics aspect of this, because that is such a temptation now. Everyone's always attached at the hip to their smartphone or their iPad, you know, listening to their iPods. But you don't want people to bring any of that stuff outside. It should just be you and the natural world. Why is that important, Corinne? We'll start with you.
Well, it's important because we tend to get lost in it. And, you know, they've proven that these electronic devices really tie us down and can increase stress and really have the opposite effect that nature can. And none of us are perfect. When I started the challenge last year, I found myself in the backyard watching my new bird feeder, and I caught myself watching my app and looking the bird up and spending too much time looking on my phone rather than the bird. Mm. But, you know, it's a lesson that we have to learn. And, you know, putting them down is so liberating. I can't. The fact that that addiction was gone from you at the end of the 30 days was worth the whole thing altogether.
You detoxed.
I totally detoxed.
Electronic detox. What about you, Melissa? What experience did you have with getting rid of the gadgets?
Well, when we're constantly paying attention to our phones and other devices, we literally lose the ability to to pay attention to things. And so by releasing that and spending the time in nature, you really get that restoration of your ability to pay attention.
Yeah, actually, an hour in nature will increase your attention span by 20%.
Really?
Yep, and your creativity.
An hour in nature will increase your attention span by 20%?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, sounds like that's something we should be thinking about.
I mean, we've all had those days at work where suddenly we just can't focus anymore.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, going outside at lunch and, you know, sitting there and eating your lunch and just enjoying it
works. Is that something that has to do inherently with nature, or is it just sort of giving your brain a resting spot and maybe walking to the vending machine would do the same thing?
No, we have to remember that we are nature. We're part of it. We tend to forget that. And because we've disconnected from that, there's a lot of things, our cortisol levels, our, you know, just our natural hormones and things that get out of whack. And by taking a little bit of time to reconnect with where we came from, will help us sleep better and work better and be more productive and a better person in our community.
And I want to talk about children. So you, Melissa, did this in the workplace. And Corinne, you've done this yourself and with your students. But for you know, kids even younger than that, than MATC students, what would you say about talking to kids about why it matters to get out in nature instead of staying inside playing video games?
There's a great book put out called Last Child in the Woods, Nature Deficit Disorder. I'm really looking at kids not being able to have that creative play outside anymore. They go outside, they say, I went to the park, check the box, I did nature. And so we really have to, the kids are needing to relearn how to just spend unstructured time out into a natural area. And that freedom of learning how to have fun where it's not plugged into the wall, learning to have fun when it's not an organized sport, learning to have fun when it's not a structured park and mowed grass. It's really important for creativity. And there's even a thought that we're going to lose some of our scientists and creative thinkers in the world because we're not allowing our kids to have that creative time outside with unstructured play.
I want to talk more about that and get your answer to that as well, Corinne. But right now we're going to catch up on the news. We're speaking with Corinne Hafel, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Green Building Alliance, and Melissa Vernon, Director of the Sustainable Strategy at Interface. They're announcing the launch of WGBH's 30 by 30 Challenge, where they ask participants to spend 30 minutes outside and unplugged every day in June.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
I'm Veronica Rickert, and we're back with Corinne Hayful, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Green Building Alliance, and also Melissa Vernon, Director of Sustainable Strategy at Interface. They're announcing the launch of the Wisconsin Green Building Alliance's 30 by 30 challenge, where they're asking participants to spend 30 minutes outside and unplugged every single day in June. Listeners who are interested can go to WGBA.org.
And you can join the conversation now. Does this sound like something you'd like to take part in? What ways do you get outside and spend time in nature? Any thoughts on getting kids outside and setting aside the electronic devices, or on how to do this during your workday? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post over at the Central Time Facebook page.
And before we go to the callers, we've got a couple of folks waiting to talk to you. We were talking about children in the outdoors, Corinne, and we didn't get to you. What do you think we can do to sell kids on the idea of getting out there?
Oh, I don't think you have to do much to sell it to a child. You have to give them the opportunity, right? So, you know, these things can be as simple as, you know, going for a walk with your dog or going out and playing some Frisbee or, you know, reading a book outside with your child. You know, if you're struggling to come up with an idea of things to do with your kids, there are some wonderful nature centers all throughout the state. Specifically, we have three partner nature centers that have specific programming geared towards children. So the Mequon Nature Preserve, the River Edge Nature Center, and the Retzer Center have all already committed and are going to be running 30 by 30 events during that time. And if you go to WGBA.org, we have links to all of their sites and their calendars and what's going on. So this doesn't have to be rocket science. It's just giving them the opportunity. It can even be working in the garden, you know, get some chores out of them.
And can you register there too?
Yes, definitely. Like I said before, this is a free event. We're just asking people to make a commitment, either as an individual, you can get your church group to join, or you can join as a company or organization like Melissa's group Interface. Or one of the things that we're excited about is one of our long-term supporters, We Energies, has already committed to participate in this as well. So, you know, we've gotten interest from communities as well. So the city of Oconomowoc and the Greener Oconomowoc and Oconomowoc Chamber of Commerce has committed as well as of yesterday. We heard that. So
people getting on board. And as if that's not incentive enough, Melissa, I hear that there are prizes.
Sure. If you register on the WGBA's website, we're going to have a photo contest. And every week people can submit their photos and then vote on which one they like. So you can take an electronic device just to capture those great images from nature. My company will be donating a nature-themed carpet area rug. And we have a number of other great prizes like a bird guide for kids from the Madison Audubon Society.
Now let's go to our phones now. By the way, you can join us at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. What do you find changes in you when you make time to get out in nature? What's the effect on your life and the way you think about the world? 1-800-642-1234. And we'll go now to Matt, who's joining us from Brainerd, Minnesota. Hey, Matt.
Hi. I've always been a firm believer in letting your kids go outdoors. And I have a 4-year-old son, and we spend at least an hour every day outdoors, and he just has fun exploring the world around him. He'll pick up leaves, ask me what kind it is. It's a great teaching opportunity as well as a great use of imagination. I mean, he picks up sticks and has imaginary sword fights with, you know, pirates that he imagines are out there. So I greatly encourage any parent to make sure their kids get outdoors to make them happy and healthy. And I'll take my comments off the air.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Matt. I appreciate you calling and sharing what you do with your son. Melissa, as an additive incentive, I understand there are some kind of encouraging statistics about, you know, children in schools and what nature can do there.
Yeah, it's not just spending time outside, but getting access to nature from inside our buildings, which is where we spend most of our time. There's been some research showing that schools that are daylit, the kids learn 20 to 26% faster when they have access to that natural daylight, and their test scores go up.
That's pretty encouraging. And any other findings like that to other institutions, hospitals, for instance?
Yeah, hospitals as well have seen a really tremendous increase in how quickly patients recover from surgery. Their hospital stays are 8.5% shorter, and they need fewer pain medications if they have a view of nature out their window. Mm.
All right, well, let's go back to our calls now. William is joining us from Green Bay. Hey, William.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm 52 years old, And I've kind of flipped your equation around. I try to spend maybe a half hour indoors and the rest outdoors.
You're advanced.
As much as possible. And, I mean, it really flabbergasts me the way that society has gone with just zipping themselves out of nature and not being part of it. I can't imagine that. When I was a kid, I was spending anywhere from 4 to 6 hours a day outside. What I do now is I try to spend a minimum of 3 hours outside a day. And the results, if I don't, I just don't feel well, you know. We are part of nature. We need to be out there interacting with it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your thoughts, William. 3 hours a day in nature. Obviously, that's something that we can aspire to. Lots of us have busy lives, but you know, he's talking about how he feels better every day. What strikes you about his comment, Corinne?
Well, what's interesting about it is after doing this challenge, you're actually going to find that 30 minutes is not enough for you. You're going to find ways and find that time to be out there more. And one of the reasons we feel that this challenge is so important in what we do and what our mission is, you know, we want a sustainable built environment. We want to facilitate, we want to educate that. And today's buildings, not a lot of the time, they are not designed to embrace nature or give people the opportunity to be outdoors and engaging. And by helping the occupants and those who are invested in building these buildings, and even those who are designing those buildings, understand that is really important. And the only way they're going to fully understand it is by connecting. So, you know, we want people to get out there and do that. So definitely go to our website, WGBA.org, and sign up and join free of charge.
Okay, well, thanks, William, for that call. And we'll go next to Jenny, who's joining us from Milwaukee. Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
Hi, what do you think?
Well, I called in, and I think that it's a great idea to have the 30 for 30 challenge. I think it would be even more great if it was something that was a challenge that was implemented for the entire summer or possibly even the spring, as opposed to being just for the month of June.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Jenny. Some people saying you got to go further.
That's fantastic, Jenny. And we're always looking for opportunities to expand. And you know, if this is successful, we can always take it elsewhere. And, you know, we're always looking for volunteers to help us do that. So, you know, come on board.
Melissa, I'm curious about when you did it with your company, what sort of the varying, you know, responses were from people? Because there must have been people who were reluctant, who didn't like to go outside. Maybe they liked their creature comforts and their computers. Did you see transformations happening?
Sure, definitely. I mean, as a company, we have a big sustainability mission. And even down to the design of our carpet products, we use nature as inspiration for those styles. So it wasn't as hard for us because we already talk about this every day at work as we're selling our products, the nature inspiration. So it was a really great way to leverage what we're already doing at work and getting outside and then leveraging this conversation with our customers and talking about why nature is so important outside as well as inside our built environments.
Excellent. And I want to dig a little deeper, Corinne, into something you said about if people don't know nature, they won't love it, they won't appreciate it. Is your sense that people have gotten a little divorced from it and it's time to make sure that people have a love of nature? As you said, we are nature, and to encourage that in subsequent generations.
Oh, definitely. This is, I guess another example would be if you go on a junk food, fast food binge for a very long time and you decide to detox. Or, you know, and afterwards you had no idea how bad you felt when you were eating all of that garbage food. It's very similar with your experience in nature. You don't miss it because you didn't know what benefits it has. And until you reconnect and give yourself that opportunity to realize, you know, the benefits, the reduced stress, the better sleep, the more creativity, and the better sense of community that it brings. I mean, that's why we're having all of these online things with Facebook and our blogging and all that sort of jazz. You don't have to do this alone. You can enjoy and get inspiration from others and, you know, get out there and get dirty or sit in the sun and just soak up some vitamin D. It's simple.
As some encouragement, before we let you both go, could you share with us what was the most joyful, fun experience that you had on your 30-day nature challenges? Melissa, let's start with you.
Sure. I have a small toddler at home, so it's always fun to take her outside and just watch the wonderment of her in her eyes as she discovers, you know, seeds from the prairie plants or the stick in the grass or the worm. And just everything she looks at is new and different, and it's just so great to relive that through her eyes.
Excellent. Oh, it sounds like fun.
Well, definitely. And I mentioned my MATC students before, and watching their transformation over the 15 days was really remarkable. But even better than that, my 30 days outside, my garden never looked better.
That's a good bonus. Well, thank you both so much for coming on and sharing this challenge with us and with Wisconsin.
Well, thank you for your time.
We were speaking there with Corinne Hafel, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Green Building Alliance, and Melissa Vernon, Director of the Sustainable Strategy at Interface. And they just announced the launch of WGBA's 30 by 30 Challenge. They're asking participants to spend 30 minutes outside and unplugged every day in June.